Mike, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I truly enjoy your program every week.
Well, thank you,
sir. I subscribe to both of your newsletters, the old Nutrition and Healing and the newer Green Medicine. I'm calling about my wife. She's just been diagnosed with this polymyalgia rheumatica, the PMR. I think somebody called in last week about that. But I was wondering if you could expound on it a little bit more. She's been put on prednisone, which seems to help. She can't sleep at night because the shoulders and hips and arms and hands all ache, and her knees, nothing below the knees, no feet, no foot problems. But the prednisone helps a bit. But they've had her make an appointment with a rheumatologist. So, but is there anything natural? I mean, I've managed to get her to take vitamin C, D, and E. She's very reluctant to take things that the doctor doesn't prescribe.
Okay.
So, but she's on amlopidine, Norvasc, and she's taking a low-dose aspirin. She's taking lisinopril. I think it's another blood pressure thing.
Yeah, that's another blood pressure thing, like the Norvasc.
And then there's omeprazole, or Prilosec. I don't think she
takes that. I hope she doesn't take that on my...
I tried to talk her out of that. I said, that stuff's dangerous. They had me on that years ago. Whereas I finally went to Dr. Sherman, and he did such a good job, I haven't needed to see him in 3 years. So it's just...
Well, here's the thing, sir. I'm just going to pause on that for just a moment. Omeprazole, for Prilosec, they totally shut off the stomach's ability to digest anything.
And right, I understand
there's so many papers out there about premature onset of a whole variety of problems because of those acid blockers, so I'm sure glad she's off them. Now, let's get on to your question, please.
Okay.
Yes, prednisone will provide some relief of pain, but it also messes with your immune system. It really suppresses the immune system very badly. If you have to be on very long, you start losing more bone mass than you should. Long-term prednisone leads straight to osteoporosis. It also, longer-term, can lead to type 2 diabetes and higher blood pressure. Imagine that, and she's on antihypertensives already. Now, unfortunately, nobody knows precisely what causes polymyalgia rheumatica, but it is an inflammation. We all know that. And prednisone also suppresses inflammation, but for gosh sakes, fish oil settles down inflammation. Also, I'm never going to tell you, it works as well as prednisone, because one needs usually a couple tablespoons a day, one twice a day, and with prednisone, all you need is this little dinky tablet, which really messes up your whole body as well as suppressing inflammation. But it does settle down inflammation. Now, it's thought that this may be triggered by a virus or something like that. Nobody has nailed that yet. However, given that possibility, there are some things that one can do to treat just about any virus there is, such as ultraviolet blood irradiation. That gets rid of most viruses. I think if you're working with Dr. Sherman, the thing to do, if your wife will do it, is to check in with him. You can go along if she'll let you, and have him go over some of the options. As I say, one can start fish oil on their own at home if one wants to, and if one was going to do that, I'd be...
I've been taking Carlson's a tablespoon a day for ever since I went to Dr. Sherman, and I got her taking it for a while, but I don't know, she just begged out on me. She wouldn't take it anymore.
Well, just
I don't really know why, but...
It helps to suppress inflammation, and it may allow her to take a bit less prednisone and get in there to see Dr. Sherman about other potential things to do.
All righty. Well, I'll try to talk her into it. It's kind of hard to do. I've tried more and more times, but it's hard to convince her. She likes her regular medical doctor, you know, so... But even the rheumatologist takes 3 weeks to get an appointment. It's like the jeepers.
Yeah,
you could die waiting, you know. Anyway, let me ask you one other thing. Is there a difference between Bernard's and Lugol's?
Yes, sir. Bernard's is strictly potassium iodide, and Lugol's solution is iodine and iodine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
it seemed to me you used to talk about Lugol's.
Oh, yes, sure.
Years
still
ago, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. And you're about Bernard's. So I've been using Lugol's for a long time.
It's good to use the balance of iodine and iodide. The reason to use Bernard's is specifically for its germ-killing effect, sir, because the potassium iodide kills germs better. Okay?
Good. Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye now.